Yesterday, we began a series of lessons on the parables of Jesus. We examined the parable of the sower and recognized it as a kingdom parable. Today, we will continue through another kingdom parable. I would ask that you would stay with me for a few moments tonight as we discuss the topic of the parable of the tares. To gain our context for tonight, let's go ahead and read Matthew chapter 13, starting in verse 24 and reading through verse 30. Jesus presented another parable to them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while his men were sleeping, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat, and they went away. But when the wheat was sprouted and bore grain, then the tares became evident also. The slaves of the landowner came and said to him, 'Sir, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then does it have tares?' He said to them, 'An enemy has done this.' The slaves said to him, 'Do you want us to go then and to gather them up?' But he said to them, 'No, for while you are gathering up the tares, you may uproot the wheat with them. Allow both to grow together until the harvest. And in the time of the harvest, I will say to the reapers, first gather up the tares, bind them in bundles, and burn them up, but then gather the wheat into my barn.'" The parable of the tares begins in a similar fashion to the parable of the sower that we looked at yesterday. We start with a man who's sowing good seed in his field. Matthew chapter 13 and verse 37 enlightens us to the fact that Jesus is the one who sowed the seed. Then apparently at night, an enemy comes and sows what's called tares among the wheat. Tares are said to be a type of weed that resembles wheat until the time of harvest. There is no doubt that Satan is crafty in just this way. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 14, Paul warns the Corinthian brethren that Satan will transform himself as an angel of light. There are a couple of things that we can learn here. First, we need to be very careful who we trust. God and His Word that comes from His Son is the only one that can be trusted 100% of the time. Secondly, we learn that our deeds will eventually find us out. If we are living our life as a tare, that we are trying to show ourselves to be a Christian when we are not, those deeds will eventually find us out, because those tares will not produce the same kind of result that the wheat will. And at some point, it will be easily recognizable whether you're a tare or whether you're part of the harvest of wheat. Once it is realized that the tares have been sown among the wheat, The workers asked if they should go out at that moment and remove the tares. The householder tells them no, because it is possible that the wheat will be removed with the tares. He is not willing to take that chance. This tells us something else about Jesus. His concern for us is legitimate. He is so concerned about removing even one of the stalks of wheat that he decides just to leave the tares where they are. It reminds me of the story of Philip. At the end of Acts chapter 8, we read of that account of Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch. But what we sometimes forget is that in Acts chapter 8, verses 5 and 6, we see Philip was preaching in large cities to what are called multitudes of people. The Lord, however, decides to take Philip away from those multitudes because there is one man who is reading scripture, and he needed some help interpreting that scripture. Jesus is this concern for you as well. The reason the workers are told to wait is that the harvest is coming, and at that time it will be easily distinguishable, the tares from the wheat. In verse 39, Jesus explains to his disciples that the harvest is the end of the world. At the harvest, it will be evident who has produced fruit and who has not. Again, this point teaches us some lessons. The first lesson, the world will end. The harvest is coming. Many times throughout scriptures, we are reminded that the world at some point in time will end. We can go through the scriptures. We can read in Matthew chapter 26 and verse 36 about that very fact. In Hebrews chapter 1 verses 10 through 12. 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 7. Revelation 20 and 11. Revelation 21 and verse 1. And the list goes on, but the point is the same. It also teaches us that a separation will occur when the time of the harvest will come. In the parable, the tares will be removed from the wheat. And again, this is confirmed by many scriptures throughout the Bible. The tares and the wheat will be separated. Light and darkness will be separated. The sheep will be separated from the goats, and the list goes on. Finally, these verses teach us that each group has a place prepared for them. A place of fire and brimstone and destruction awaits the tares, but a place of eternal rest with the Savior awaits the wheat. I think it is an easy decision to make. The question is, are we living the life of the wheat, producing fruit, doing what God expects of us, or are we living a life with the tares, only looking like wheat for a little while? Until we meet here again, I would encourage you to live the life of wheat.